Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios.
30 seconds.
And now the act you've all been waiting for.
Now back to the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I am the smartest man alive.
Call Johnny now at 844-5600.
Funny name for a guy.
20 years of sports coverage. This is Nashville's sports original.
Stop what you're doing. And listen,
WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Here's Johnny.
Thunderstick. Thunderstick. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Happy Friday and welcome to the weekend. Also, welcome to hour number two. Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. Zach Williams making sure everything runs great. We'll be with you until 6 tonight. A little bit later this hour, Eric Bacharach. He's the Titans beat writer with the Tennessean. He'll be a part of the show. But right now, to start things off for hour number two, going back to the hotline, our good buddy Alan Bell with CBS Sportsline. Sportsline.com is the site. Alan, as always, welcome back. Hope your week is going strong.
Hey, doing great, John. I appreciate you having me back. Thank you.
You know, it's interesting, you know, a lot of the conversations this week about college football, and it just seems like every day a new announcement, and I think... You know, the smartest thing I heard today was the ACC Big 12 will be making a decision at the end of the month with regards to how fall football looks. Because I don't think it benefits anyone to keep throwing out possibilities. Look, we know there's about 19 different possibilities of what sports looks like as far as college athletics with regards to the 2021 calendar year. You know, so whether we're talking about September, whether we're talking about what, January, March, whatever, you know, there's about 19 different scenarios out there. From one extreme to the other, starting on time to not having anything at all. And then you've got the everything in between. The NFL has the opportunity to play the wait-and-see game, although, like, for example, today we get the news that the Jacksonville Jaguars right now planning on fans in the stands at 25% capacity, which would be like, what, a normal home game for Jacksonville.
Yeah, it would. You know, yeah, I think you just laid out, you know, really what we're facing and what makes this so difficult, right? So college football, you know, I'm with you. You know, you still got a little bit of time before, you know, you make official decisions. However, it is getting close, and there's so many more, you know, kind of barriers that are in the way. The NFL is doing this about the best way possible, that they're not making anything, you know, crazy official just yet. They've got their precautions, you know, out there, but they don't want, you know, any interruption to the actual regular season and, you know, them having the ability to kind of play with preseason games as well, you know, certainly helps. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm with you. I still don't think I would be making anything official in July, because, you know, you have a little bit of time, and two, I think people, you know, the crowd, the fans, all of us, everybody, is going to give you the benefit of the doubt, you know, like, hey, you know, we're making these decisions late, but it's all in the betterment of the sport, you know, work with us here.
Well, I think everybody understands why decisions are coming later rather than sooner, and I don't think it helps if you say this is what's going to happen, and then a week from now, 10 days from now, whatever, now you're changing it in a negative way. You know, just be a little bit more patient. You don't have to have all the answers today. You don't.
No, you don't. I mean, you're right. You know, we're not in March. Obviously, you know, the clock is ticking a little bit, but I'm with you. Again, you know, you've got a little bit of time. You don't have to make it on July 10th. And again, you know, people will work with you. They'll understand. They'll say, okay, we're getting the best possible version of the sport that we're going to get. Yes, it's a little bit late, but, you know, this is going to be for, you know, for everybody. You just don't have to do it right now.
See, you said that, you know, we're not talking March. I mean, in my head, we are March. And because I'm working with getting a vaccine by the end of the year. So I'm looking at January, February. And so based on a calendar year, in my head, we are talking March. Based on what things could look like in September on my personal Johnny Franks calendar. So I'm in a happy place right now. I'm optimistic. I'm in a happy place. I'm not getting down on a day-to-day basis, depending on what new news is out there. I'm operating in a good place today.
You know what? I like that. I want a copy of the Johnny Ballpark Frank calendar. I want one of those at the house. But no, I'm with you. I'm not, you know, upset, you know, depressed. Like, I don't, you know, react, you know, to the, you know, news that we get, you know, each and every day, you know, whether positively or negatively, because I'm with you. You know, I know how important college football and the NFL is to their respective parties, and they're going to do, trust me, everything that they can for these things to go off. So I'm with you. I'm not, you know, in an upset place or, you know, extremely concerned about those going off, because, again, we've got time.
You know, I'm more concerned, honestly, Alan, as far as when I see, for example, even with Jacksonville, 25% capacity, and, you know, folks will be required to wear face masks. I see where, just in normal standpoint, even here locally, but, you know, required, you know, the mayor of Atlanta wants everybody to wear face masks. The governor of Georgia says you're not going to be able to enforce it. So I don't know what that looks like. So if you're going, you and your buddy are going to a Jacksonville Jaguars game, knowing you're supposed to be wearing the face mask when you go in. So you go in wearing it and then you take it off. I mean, how heavily policed are we talking about?
Yeah. You know, that, I mean, you bring up the biggest and best point of all of this, of any sport, is that decisions are going to be made by the legal office, not the front office, right? And that's the entire thing about this, is what can, you know, sports and teams and leagues, you know, be held, you know, legally liable for, and what can they not? So, you know, if you, I think that, you know, most sports are going to move to a mobile ticketing, you know, first off. And what they'll do is this, we'll just use the Jaguars in NFL, you know, as an example. What you do is you say, hey, you know what, with this ticket, upon entry, you know, you're required to wear a mask upon entry. You are waiving, you know, any, you know, certain, you know, liabilities or whatever in terms of, you know, a sickness, et cetera. And again, I don't know how far that can go, but that's what they're going to put out there. Once you get in and you're sitting at your seat, if you take the mask off or just pull it down, you're not going to have people come mess with you. Like, because that, again, like, it's too much. It's too far, you know, for, you know, people that are working there in terms of security. It's a problem. You've already got the legal liability problem solved by saying, hey, they wore one when they got in here. You know, what they did after that, that's on them. And two, you know, they waived any, you know, legal right that they had to begin with. So I think that's the way that they'll go. But again, you want a lawyer for that. I'm certainly not one by any means.
So next Wednesday is deadline day, so if you have not already done your 2019 taxes, next Wednesday is the deadline. But it's also the deadline, if we're talking Derrick Henry extended contract, that will have to be determined before next Wednesday. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I like your play on tax day with that. You know, I think that they get a deal done. I mean, you know, if you're John Robinson and Mike Vrabel, you've built this team around Derrick Henry. He's your leader, not only on the field, but in the locker room as well. You know, everybody looks up to the guy, and you built the roster around him. Like, why would you not get a deal done now? And two, if you're Derrick Henry and you've got a franchise tag in front of you, you know, usually in normal years, a player would say, okay, well, you know what? I'll play in the franchise tag, and next year I'm going to go into free agency, and I'm going to, you know, blow it out of the water. I'm going to make big money. Well, you know what? This season is a risk, because we have no idea what's going to go on, what's going to happen. You know, if there's no preseason games, how does that affect, you know, the first couple weeks of the season? Our offense is rusty. That could have a, you know, an effect on Derrick Henry's numbers at the end of the year. There's a lot there to risk on, you know, betting on yourself, so to say. So I think that, you know, they both sides come together for something mutually appreciated on both sides, and they get this thing done because, again, windows are short in the NFL, and the Titans are absolutely in one right now. Why would you blow it up?
From a fan standpoint, if we are talking 2021 Titans without a Derrick Henry, what does that look like? See, I can't even imagine that.
No, I can't either. Now, you know, you're going to have, you know, what you'll have is this, is first off, you better hope Darrington Evans is the truth, right? And I'm not saying that the kid's not, but you're taking a big gamble there. And, you know, what we saw out of Marcus Mariota, you know, when he was the starting quarterback was, you know, defenses could just move up and just play on Derrick Henry because they knew that there was no threat of a passing game of Mariota getting the ball out there. So if you're, you know, a defense and there's no Derrick Henry and you don't have a running game and say Darrington Evans is just average, well, then you're just going to put, you know, five, six people running a nickel or a dime, stop the pass because, you know, your front, you know, four, front, you know, seven, whatever, or, you know, 4-2, whatever you have can stop, you know, an average run game. It's too complicated. You just get this thing done and keep Derrick Henry around because, again, guys like him, they just don't come around often.
By the way, Jadeveon Clowney, you know, we're still playing the wait-and-see game. We'll be, you know, after next week, are we still waiting?
That's a good question. It's coming close because, again, you know, for him, you know, his whole thing is you know, not only get, you know, as much money possible as he can this year on a one-year deal, but he's going to, you know, have to, you know, have a great season in order to hit free agency next year and really maximize that. So, you know, not that, you know, a defensive end is the same as a quarterback, but you want to get with your team and get your spacing and get, you know, just get your position and everything down and get practicing with a full training camp. If he goes into it and, you know, he doesn't sign until, say, the last week of training camp, I mean, it's not going to help him all that much. So I think that, you know, I think that he'll get this thing done because we kind of identified who the teams and the offers are. I don't see any surprise teams coming out of nowhere to get in on a year that could be craziness. I think that's going to play against Jadeveon in that factor.
And look, we see more and more teams interested. I mean, the Raiders, could you see that as a possibility landing spot?
Yeah, absolutely. I could. Now, you know, the Raiders, Seahawks, Titans are probably the three logistical teams that make sense. The Browns are out now that they did a deal with Olivier Vernon, because that money's going to go to Myles Garrett. It was funny that those reports about the Raiders and Jadeveon came out the morning of Patrick Mahomes signing, although we didn't know that Mahomes was going to sign that mega deal. But I think the Raiders had an idea that they're like, okay, we might need to boost this thing up because, you know, Mahomes is going to be here for a while. But those are the three teams that make sense. You know, you hear the Cowboys, they're not going to do it. They don't have the money, and they've already invested a lot. You know, you hear like the Lions. Yeah, I don't think he's going to go to the Lions. So I think those three teams are the ones that make sense. And I don't even know if Seattle necessarily does. It might just be the Titans and the Raiders.
Hey, by the way, you mentioned Patrick Mahomes, 10-year deal. Not surprised as far as extension, but are you surprised by the number of years?
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised that he did that. I mean, you know, I'll say this. You know, he loves Kansas City. He wants to be a Chief for life. Why not? You know, they all love you there. You're probably going to get a statue, you know, put out there somewhere. But, you know, again, I mean, you know, 10-year extension, 12 years total, it's crazy to think that half a billion-dollar deal is team-friendly. And it is. The Chiefs got him, and there's no, you know, percentage of salary cap tied to increases there. It works on both sides. But you know what? Again, it's why, you know, you never see players wanting to sign long-term deals that long, you know, because, you know, this is what Dak Prescott's fighting about. The Cowboys wanted to sign a fifth year. He only wants to do a four-year so that he can get to free agency again and, you know, load up on another mega deal.
I follow Lee Steinberg. We're friends on Facebook, and he was posting about his return trip from Kansas City and how it looked a little bit different this go-around, knowing it was increased traffic as far as on the airline going back home.
Well, I'll tell you that. One, absolutely. Two, what a great week for Lee Steinberg. You know, he's looking at that saying, I'm getting, what, 4 or 5% of this entire deal? Patrick Mahomes had the best week. Lee Steinberg had the second best week.
I do love the fact, though, and Lee and I talked about this last time I had him on the show, the fact that, and this is prior to the Patrick Mahomes deal, but over the years, $3 billion in contract as he has been able to work out for his clients, and $750 million, so 25% of that going to community projects, community service projects. So he makes sure that his clients get involved and stay active as far as doing things for the community.
See, that's fantastic. I mean, you know, just a good guy that, you know, has...
Jerry Maguire, too, by the way. I mean, that's exactly... That's, you know, I mean, he was the... that's who Tom Cruise is... he is using that, as far as Lee Steinberg, that's who Jerry Maguire is.
Think about how long he's been in the game and been at top of the game. That, I mean, that movie was, what, 25 years ago? that right. they were making it about him. And now he just signs the largest deal in sports history. Like, Lee Steinberg has just put his name all over it. And I love that, you know, like you said, you know, he gets involved, you know, in terms of the community. And think about this, you know, for an agent, not that he needs the press by exactly what you just said, but what else out there tells, you know, Trevor Lawrence next year or whoever, you know, hey, I just signed the biggest deal in history. You want to come with me? Like, I'll get you paid.
And to give you another point, every time I've asked him to come on, he's come on. And he's been coming on for years. So
that's awesome. I love
it's just like you. You know, Alan, it's just like when I ask you to come on, you don't even hesitate. The same reaction. Lee, just like that.
You know, anything that I could get my name in his category, I'm all in.
What other things are you expecting from the NFL standpoint in the month of July? I mean, obviously right now what we have as far as a schedule, reporting date, all that's in place for the time being. But just like we talked about college football, that is also a moving target.
Yeah, it is. You know, I think it's going to be pretty quiet. I think the NFL, you know, definitely wants to get guys in training camp, you know, at the time that they have now. We're going to find out, you know, what the ruling is going to be officially on the preseason. Do we have two games? Do we have zero games? If we have zero games, which normally I don't think the NFL would want to do, you know, but I think that in this case, if they get zero games, they could theoretically push training camp back a week, and that just buys them more time, which in the pantheon of everything, you know, time is their biggest, you know, pot of gold. So they might go with that. We'll get that announcement here pretty soon. But other than that, you know, the NFL is focused on getting the season started on time. So if they could buy themselves an extra week, that's going to be, you know, it's going to work out in their favor.
Are you more optimistic about the NFL compared to college football with regards to playing in the fall?
Oh, 1,000,000%. I there's not a doubt in my mind. Barring a catastrophe, the NFL is going to play. Like, they're like Vince McMahon. You're going to have a government come in and stop them because they're going to play. College football has so many more barriers. You know, they're not, you know, they're not employees. They're not professionals. They're students. You have other students on campus. Schools are tied to government. You know, we're seeing with the schedules now, it's kind of a domino effect. You know, college, I'm 50-50 on college, but I'm 100% on the NFL. That's going to happen.
All right, before we let you go, remind everybody again, especially when things ramp up, what they can expect with Sportsline.com.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, we're breaking everything down. We've got, you know, obviously UFC 251. Tomorrow night's going to be an awesome card. Check that out. July, you know, every major sport is having their, you know, their comeback in some way or fashion between MLB, NBA, NFL, NHL. You know, so we're getting you prepared for that. We've got projections. I mean, you name it. It's Sportsline.com. Click around, check it out. I think you'll enjoy it.
Hey, Alan, once again, I appreciate you so much when you come on. I hope you and your family continue to stay safe, and we look forward to having you on again next week.
Hey, you too, buddy, and thank you incredibly so much for having me on every week.
Hey, thank you again, Alan. That's Alan Bell with CBS Sportsline. Sportsline.com is the site. Open segment, if you'd like to be part of the show, 615-844-5600. That's 844-5600. A little bit later, Eric Bacharach, a part of the show. He's the Titans beat writer for the Tennessean. You're listening to National Sports Radio.
Well, good afternoon. The police still gathered up around the scene of that wreck there on the 900 block of Murfreesboro Pike. Briley Parkway entrance ramp at Elm Hill Pike. That wreck is in its clearing stages, quite heavy now. On 24 East, passing Bell Road through that construction as you head out towards Murfreesboro, it's also starting to bog down pretty good at times. 40 East at 840 headed out towards Lebanon. Hey, a two-bedroom house is for sale in Nashville, perfect for an office location at 1638 Dr. D.B. Todd Jr. Boulevard. Call Greg Stanford at area code 615-300-0. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on DeMumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. tacos, a butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
Hey, what you reading?
It's called The Ledger. There's a great column on the Titans.
So it's a sports publication?
No, not just sports. Like, see here? There's a great cover story on why Middle Tennessee's real estate market is so hot. The Ledger has stories written by some of Nashville's best, most experienced journalists. And you can get all the information on the Mid-State's fast-growing restaurant scene. There's profiles of community leaders and data that helps generate leads for my business.
And sports?
Yes, including UT coverage from Knoxville.
Expensive?
Is free expensive?
Free, huh?
Yeah, grab you one at hundreds of locations and tnledger.com. It's The Ledger. Pick one up today.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Every weekday afternoon, it's the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
Welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. Zach Williams making sure everything stays and remains under control. Back in the control room, 615-844-5600, 844-5600, the Cattleman, East Tennessee. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Johnny, your favorite caller checking in.
I appreciate it, sir. You're having a good week, I assume.
Yeah. Thanks for telling me I'm your favorite caller, by the way. I appreciate that.
You're putting words in my mouth once again.
I hope you and Zach have a great weekend.
We appreciate that. I think we both have a lot
of things more important than sports, right?
Oh, first and foremost, everybody's health.
Yeah, there you go. Couldn't say it better myself. Hey, Johnny, thought I'd throw you a bone and talk a little FSU with you tonight. I was clicking around while you were going through your last guest, and FSU's on the top of ESPN right now on the college football page. Have you seen that?
I missed that.
Okay, you can clue me in. There's no hoodoo here. First off, what underwear are you wearing today? You wearing your Bama boxer shorts or your FSU boxer shorts?
I'm wearing my New York Jets Jets.
Okay. You got three pairs.
You know, it's kind of a little creepy that you're concerned about my underwear, but that's all right.
He's got three. Pairs. They're all the same size and they're all the same color.
Well, the reason I'm asking, Johnny, is we're gonna talk.
That's creepy on your part as well, Zach. Just throw that out there.
I'm gonna clue you in. I'm gonna settle you down a little bit when we talk about FSU with you. But you being a Bammer, you know, it's lucky you live in Nashville, a cosmopolitan city like Nashville, because they wouldn't let a Tennessee guy within 15 miles of a jock's microphone. You know that, don't you?
Oh, I totally understand.
Yeah, I just, you know, thought I'd clue you in a little bit. You know, don't ever forget to look at that license plate on the back of your car. Those Bammers, those Bammers don't like that orange and white and that Rocky Top too much, do they, Johnny?
Well, no, here's the thing. You know, the bottom line is you eventually have to win a game. I mean, just like I throw out there all the time about Michigan and Ohio State. Michigan 1-14 in the last 15 years against Ohio State. So does Ohio State think about national titles or Michigan right now? I mean, eventually you've got to win a game.
Right. But your boys down there at Jocks wouldn't let a Tennessee grad behind the microphone. So isn't Adam a great guy?
Well, did they? That's not necessarily so, remember, because they had somebody by the name of Paul Feinbaum.
Yeah,
and where'd he go to school?
But Leibom's not a Tennessee guy. He was trying to sue Fatmer. Leibom's not a Tennessee guy.
Where'd he go to school?
Leibom's a Tennessee guy when it's convenient. He was down here with all you scumbag Bammers for his whole life.
Now your jealousy is starting to come out.
I'm just reminding you how great Adam and Daddy are that letting a Bammer behind a microphone, because down here in Birmingham they wouldn't let a Tennessee guy behind a microphone.
I mean, he was born in Tennessee. Paul was born in Memphis.
Leibom doesn't count. Don't play the Leibom card. He hated Fatmer. Hey, him and Tommy Gallion were suing Fatmer every chance they got, and you know it. Now let's get on to Florida State.
All right, what about Florida State?
Okay, first off, tell me about this Coburn guy. How long has he been the AD down there?
This was fairly new, because their last AD, if you recall, bolted as soon as he made the hire with Willie Taggart. He bolted for the NCAA.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That guy, he went and actually worked for the NCAA. What was his name again, the guy that hired Taggart?
Oh, I can't remember now. I try to forget. The only thing I know is a nightmare at the time. Didn't think it was going to work when it was first announced. All it took me was the first minute of that Monday night game on Labor Day night, watching Florida State pretend they were in the movie Remember the Titans and couldn't back it up.
Yeah, okay. So I'm just sitting here looking at ESPN before I called in. Taggart's got a $14 million buyout. And y'all guys don't have SEC TV money. It sounds like y'all are broke.
Well, no, it certainly came from the boosters. That's where the money came from.
Okay, but
and look, they would have made the. By the way, they would have made the move. They would have made the move at the end of 2018. They just couldn't afford to make the move, and so that's why they brought in a different offensive coordinator.
Where is Taggart now? By the way,
I don't care.
is he a head coach? Bus Jones is bringing your boy Saban coffee, and Tennessee's still paying Bus Jones. Where's Taggart?
See, I have no idea. And in fact, I'm trying to remember if anybody hired Willie Taggart at the time. He went to Florida Atlantic.
Oh yeah, that's right. He took Kingston's old job.
That's right, isn't he? Your buddy. You still have his poster up. You still have Lane's poster up in your bedroom.
Yeah, that's interesting. Isn't that something? So he took Kiffin's old job. That's right. Yeah, thanks, Johnny. So okay, here's where I'm going with you on Florida State. Okay, y'all aren't in the SEC. It doesn't sound like y'all have money.
Look, they're not hurting for money. I mean, but, you know, if you can afford to spend that kind of money for a buyout, you still have some rich, proud boosters. They're just not on the same page as far as some of the other programs across the country.
Hmm. Well, I just, you know, here's the thing, John. I'll leave you with this. Okay, so you got Mike Norvell, who was riding off Justin Fuente's coattails at Tiger High out there in Memphis.
According to you.
Yeah, and you got Manny Diaz, who can't shine his own shoes down there in Miami.
Your favorite coach.
And both of y'all idiots whiffed on Kiffin. So I think y'all made your bed, so it's time to sleep in it.
I am very proud to say Mike Norvell is the head coach of Florida State and not Lane Kiffin any day of the week.
Pass the bong if that's your real opinion.
That is my opinion. Appreciate it. No, Zach, you don't even have to. There's no ifs, ands, or buts there. Florida State now has an opportunity to get back my donation of a sports collection for one day to raise money for scholarships. But the window is open. The door is open slightly. But that would have been forever closed if Lane Kiffin showed up anywhere near that campus other than being a head coach for a football team coming there to play a game.
I will take the note down. Not a Kiffin guy.
Never. Never, ever. I'm a never Kiffin guy. Never. Dad, okay. Lane, not so much.
There you go.
All right, coming up on the other side, a chance to talk and visit with Eric Bacharach. He's the Titans beat writer for the Tennessean. He's on the way. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
Good afternoon. A crash with injuries getting some attention out here on 65 northbound at Trinity Lane. There's a lot of traffic flow trying to get up through there now, headed up towards Madison through this part of East Nashville. On 65 northbound at Trinity Lane, also they're working an accident in the 200 block of Bell Road. It's busy on the South Loop, the West Loop. Just give yourself extra time. Bars, Music City, Soul Food is now open behind the Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB. Log on now, barsmusiccitysoulfood.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-478-0480. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-478-0480. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-478-0480. 1-800-478-0480.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in your closet. The back of your closet. What am I doing here? Would you keep caviar in the back of your fridge with the ketchup and old milk? Yeah, I don't think so. So what happened to us? I mean, have you seen my label? I used to summer in the Hamptons and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Sure, I never really fit you quite right, and one of my pockets is so small you can't even squeeze your hand into it. But it's all about the look, and I look good. I need to get back out on the scene so I can be seen. You know, going to fancy parties, getting expensive iced coffees, Sunday fun days, okay? So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR SkyCam forecast for this afternoon. Mostly sunny and hot with a high near 94. With heat index values as high as 102. With the northwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. With gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 70. And on Saturday, sunny and nice with a high near 92. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Jeff DeWitt.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Call the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show now, 615-844-5600.
And welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you, Zach Williams, in the control room, making sure everything runs great right now. Going back to the hotline, a chance to talk some NFL, Tennessee Titans, and more. Eric Bacharach, he's the Titans beat writer for the Tennessee. And Eric, hope you had a great weekend, great 4th of July weekend as well. And as always, welcome back to the show.
Back on.
There you are. We had a little bit of misplay there, but I'm looking at next week. You know, as far as the Titans are concerned, there's some decisions to be made. Could be an easy week. Could be some news breaking in the middle of the week. What are some of the things that you're anticipating about next week as far as the Titans are concerned?
You know, it'll be interesting to see, Johnny, whether or not we get some news as far as the Titans and Derrick Henry reaching agreement on a long-term deal. You know, the deadline is on Wednesday, and, you know, we've heard all offseason about how sort of both sides are interested in getting to that point. You know, it's just a question of finding that middle ground, and it's been an ongoing thing this offseason. We already know that, you know, Derrick Henry won't be holding out per se just because he's already signed his franchise tender, so the Titans you know, have that assurance, and that obviously goes a long way in sort of just spelling out that both sides are on good terms. So that's a good sign. You know, but John Robinson has said over and over again, really, this offseason that he wants to keep Derrick Henry here long term. You know, it makes a lot of sense for a lot of different reasons. There's, you know, reason for pause when you look at other second contracts handed out to elite running backs around the league and sort of the track record for those. But, you know, Henry has got a pretty good injury history as far as being able to stay on the field. He's only missed two games in his NFL career due to injury. You know, first couple of seasons of his career, he played behind DeMarco Murray. That really helped in terms of, you know, just keeping him fresh for now. You know, he's 26 years old, doesn't have quite the usage, the wear and tear on his legs as some of these other elite running backs that are signing big second contracts. So it'll be interesting, you know, just the way things are going. It certainly looks like it's going down to the wire, and we'll see if the Titans are able to get to that point with him.
I mean, Eric, right now, yes, everybody's operating in good faith, but, you know, the part that we don't know, did Derrick Henry go ahead and sign it? And then with the optimism that a long-term deal will be worked out before Wednesday, because you see where I'm going with this, because if it doesn't get worked out before Wednesday, yeah, he signed it. He'll be paid well, but where will his attitude, what will his attitude be like if he's just playing with the one-year deal?
Yeah, it's a very legitimate question. And, you know, he did sign the tender, so I think if you're the Titans, you got to hope, and everything you've seen to this point from him points to him having a really good attitude about it. You know, he likes the franchise. You know, he's got a good thing going here in Nashville, but he certainly, you know, we don't need to sort of speculate on this. He definitely wants a long-term deal. He wants to be here. He expressed it, I think it was with an interview to USA Today Sports in January in Miami during the Super Bowl, when he said that he wants to be a Titan for his entire career. So this is where he wants to be, and he certainly wants that long-term assurance. You know, so it'll be about finding that middle ground. And, you know, if you're the Titans, if you're John Robinson, for as great as Henry has been in his role, you know, the one thing that he doesn't do well, which a lot of these other running backs do, is catch the ball, you know, with great frequency, with great effectiveness. It's just not a strong part of his skill set, his game. You know, if you look at the numbers, I can't remember exactly the percentage, but it was, you know, I kind of had to, I took a step back when I saw just how infrequent Derrick Henry was on the field for the Titans on third down last season. You know, that was a role that Deion Lewis would spell him on. He just wasn't used a whole lot in that sort of situation, an obvious passing down, because, you know, it's not his strong suit. You know, he's last season he was the most effective running back in the league on first and second down, but his value on third down is certainly quite less. So there's a lot of sort of obstacles like that Titans and Derrick Henry sort of have to sift through to reach a potential middle ground. But if they don't, that's another storyline to keep an eye on in camp, you know, just what Derrick Henry's reaction is to all of this, to not signing a long-term deal if we get to that point.
Do we know if this is indeed true about Derrick Henry? I mean, look, at when he was at Alabama, he didn't have to, but when he was utilized in that role, I mean, 11 catches his last year at Alabama coming out of the backfield. But remember, he carried for over 2,200 yards rushing because, you know, we just assume that that's not one of his strengths. But then again, though, how do we know? Well, you go, well, the coaches would know, right? Well, did the coaches know to utilize Derrick Henry early on in 18 and 2019? No. They were sharing the role. Like, let's just spread the love around instead of letting him be the bell cow back there. Like, look at last year, the early part of last year. So my point about the whole thing, how do we know that can't be a strength for Derrick Henry?
Well, listen, I think it could evolve into, you know, if it's not a liability, something that is better than what it is right now. But listen, he had a couple drops last year on plays that he should have caught, you know, wasn't utilized all that much in the screen game when he was. You know, there are certainly examples of him being effective. That play that I believe was like 75 yards for a touchdown
right
in week one against the Browns, you know, we see what he's capable of, you know, when he gets a couple blocks and you know, for how big he is once he gets ahead of steam, he's as fast as anyone. So it seems like the potential could be there. It's just about unlocking it. And again, he had a couple drops last season that, you know, stuck out. And, you know, I think it's probably clear that among the pass-catching options that the Titans had, Deion Lewis, you know, was the better in that specific role. But, you know, in terms of threat, in terms of who you'd rather have on the field, that's obviously a no-brainer. Even, you know, we'll see what Darrington Evans brings to the table as sort of a Deion Lewis-type replacement. Evans is, you know, their third-round pick. We'll see what he has. But to me, the biggest thing is, you know, Henry is your biggest threat on offense. Even when he doesn't have the ball in his hands, we've seen how effective play action is with Ryan Tannehill, just with the threat of Henry being out there. So if you can develop him more in that role, if it could become a strength, it's something he certainly is working on. You know, I think there's certainly room for improvement. Running backs coach Tony Dews, you know, is trying to unlock that. And if he could have Derrick Henry more on the field more, especially on third down, you know, I think even in passing down situations you know, if you're a defense, you might be tempted to crowd the box just a little bit more if Derrick Henry's on the field because of his capability in that spot. You know, so I think that is something that the Titans have to explore, have to try to get more out of in terms of what Derrick Henry brings.
I mean, two out of the last 3 years, he's had touchdowns receiving of 66 yards or more. Two out of the last 3 years. He's averaging over 10 yards, you know, as far as per catch coming out of the backfield in his four-year career with the Titans. And I'm just throwing it out there that just because we haven't seen it being a strength and just because the Titans coaches haven't given him more opportunities doesn't mean it's so, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know, I think that's probably – I've heard that thought before. It's a popular thing amongst fans. Why not just try to give it to him more? But listen, like the coaches see Derrick Henry. They know him best. They know – you know, what the other running backs on this team can do, and they know the role. So, you know, I think they know the point that I was trying to make earlier, which is just that he's your biggest playmaker, he's your biggest threat offensively, so to have him on the field no matter the situation makes the most sense. You know, so for them to pull him off on third down, you know, I think speaks to that point. But I think they have to try and get to the point where he's more of a threat in that role, and they're just more consistent with using him in that role, you know, because, again, we'll see exactly what Darrington Evans is, but he'll be a rookie, so hard to put a ton on his plate. You know, I think to expect more out of Derrick Henry as a pass catcher, I think that's reasonable just because, you know, he hasn't done a whole lot to this point, and I think it's been an emphasis, and I think it'll continue to be an emphasis for the Titans and their coaching staff this season.
One of the other things to be watching out for, and I don't know which one's comes first. You know, if obviously if Henry does not get the extended contract before Wednesday, it's not going to happen. This during the season will happen. And then there's still the Jadeveon Clowney situation. We don't know if the Titans are still that possibility as far as a landing spot, or is it the Raiders, or is it this team or that team? Could he go back to Seattle? I mean, so we don't know as far as that's concerned either.
Yeah, we don't know. And you know, listen, the reason he's still out there is because he wants a certain monetary figure that is yet to be made, but yet to be offered. I still think that the best fit is, in fact, the Titans. I just think in terms of his connections here, I think it makes a ton of sense when you look at it from that perspective. You know, he's familiar with Mike Vrabel. You know, knows new secondary coach Anthony Midget just from all of those ties to the Texans. You know, the Titans bring in Jonathan Joseph. The two of them, Clowney and Joseph, have, you know, what's been described, you know, in past stories that I've read as a big brother, little brother type relationship. So there's a lot of compelling reasons to Jadeveon Clowney as a good fit here in Nashville. You know, John Robinson has even said as much. You know, in our last conference call with him before the team went away for the summer, you know, he basically said that it's just on paper, it seems like a really good fit. It's kind of just about finding, you know, again, finding a middle ground with a player that, that has a number in mind, you know, that to this point has not been met in terms of the offers that he's been getting. And, you know, he's expressed the desire to play this season, and, you know, training camp is right around the corner. So, I would expect something to happen on that front probably sooner rather than later at this point. And again, to me, that the Titans, make the most sense of the teams that are out there.
One of the things I'll be really interested in seeing once we start play with regards to this upcoming NFL season, you know, we look at the Chiefs and how 2018 ended for the Chiefs and how they used that as pure motivation for 2019 to make sure they get to the extra step, getting to the Super Bowl, but then when you're there, winning it also. I bring that up because, you know, not all teams can say that and utilize a season before to get to that next step, per se. And I'll be interested to see exactly, especially with new faces, you know, and, mm-hmm. and knowing that there's some old faces that were leaders in that locker room, no longer part of this team. I wonder how the Titans will, you know, utilize the success that they did have as far as 2019, but also knowing that it did not end where they wanted it to be able to use that as fire, or because some teams just get content and don't put in the extra things and do the extra things necessary. You know, we always talk about, you know, remember last year the whole thing was going from good to great. It's one thing to say it. It's another thing to do all the right things to actually accomplish it on the football field.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's a couple probably ways to look at that, and that's, you know, something that you just kind of alluded to, and the first is just the fact that, you know, the Titans are missing a big chunk of the leadership that they had last year, that they had years prior, that really, you know, sort of built the culture to what it is today, you know, whether it's Jarrell Casey, Logan Ryan, Delanie Walker, even Marcus Mariota, all of those are guys that, you know, were a big part of the leadership core of this team that are no longer with the team. So, you know, to carry over, you know, the momentum and what they had going last season into this year, it becomes, to me, a little bit harder just when you don't have those guys in place. But, you know, they do have, you know, they've got the Kevin Byards, the Ben Joneses. You know, even Derrick Henry has emerged as more of a vocal leader last season. So, you know, there are leaders in place, but I think when you look at what they lost, I think that's something to keep in mind. But to me, the biggest reason for optimism is, you know, the Titans were 9-7 during the regular season, made a run to the AFC Championship game. But again, this was a team that started the season 2-4 with Marcus Mariota as the starting quarterback. So, you know, Ryan Tannehill was kind of thrown into the fire. Arthur Smith is kind of figuring things out on the fly as a first-year offensive coordinator. You know, now you bring back 10 of 11 starters on offense. You know, the one non-returning starter, you know, I think that's a good situation with Dennis Kelly and Isaiah Wilson battling it out for the starting right tackle position. And to me, you know, as great as the offense was last year and kind of surprising just with how well it turned it around. You know, I think it's probably a lot to expect that level. You know, it's probably a lot to expect 30 points per game as they averaged from week 7 to 17 last season. I think that's probably an unrealistic expectation. But, you know, I could still see them taking strides from what they did last year just because, again, Tannehill was thrown into the fire. Arthur Smith had to kind of adjust. The offense had to adjust entirely with a new quarterback, which, you know, could have been a breaking point for a team. Instead, it was really the spark that they were looking for. Now you give that unit, you know, an entire off season, where they know the deal, they know what they're capable of, albeit, you know, a quite unusual off season. I think all of that lends to, you know, the offense potentially taking a step, or at least maintaining the consistency, and we'll see if the defense can do the same. I think, you know, Vic Beasley is a really interesting case to watch this training camp, this preseason. If there is a preseason, what he's able to bring to the table, if the Titans, if Mike Vrabel can unlock you know, the potential there. You know, so I think there's certainly reasons for optimism in terms of them carrying over all the momentum they had at the end of last year and that turning that into something special again this year. to me, I do think it goes back to the leadership and just maintaining a culture that really kept them afloat last year. And then when they were able to sort of get things together, it really, you know, was allowed them to sort of rise to the top. So I think all of that, you know, is goes back to culture, and if they're able to maintain it, I think that's the biggest question, you know, especially with the offseason the way it's been this year.
Eric, as always, we appreciate you. Remind everybody again the different ways to keep up with all your coverage of the Titans.
Sure. If you head to Twitter, you could follow me at Eric Bachrach, and if you go online to tennessean.com/sports/Titans, you could find all my stuff there.
Eric, have a wonderful weekend. Always appreciative of you joining us, and until next time, have a wonderful night, too.
Thanks, Johnny. Appreciate it.
Thank you again. That's Eric Bachrach, the Tennessee Titans beat writer for the Tennessean. Coming up, some final thoughts. You're listening to Nashville Sports Radio.
Good afternoon. A crash with injuries getting some attention out here on 65 northbound at Trinity Lane. There's a lot of traffic flow trying to get up through there now, headed up towards Madison through this part of East Nashville. On 65 northbound at Trinity Lane, also they're working an accident in the 200 block of Bell Road. It's busy on the South Loop, the West Loop. Just give yourself extra time. Bars, Music City, Soul Food is now open behind the Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB. Log on now, barsmusiccitysoulfood.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with five centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, Time Freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
The sizzle is real this summer, and the weather won't be the only thing heating up, because right now your chance to win red hot cash is heating up too, thanks to the new Red Hot Instant Games. So the next time you're out, why not pick one up? Then stay in, stay cool, and stay hot with Red Hot Instant Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game changing, summer escaping fun. Please play responsibly.
Yankee Doodle wanted fun for just a single dollar. Found a jackpot in the millions and began to holler. Lotto America, look it up! The prize is getting bigger. Mind the rules and play today and you could be a winner. Go to town on Lotto America and put the country's hardest working game to work for you. Lotto America, from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Listen to the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show online live at WNSR.com.
Welcome back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you. Big thanks to our visitors to the show today. Chris Hummer, national college football writer for 24/7 Sports, Alan Bell with CBS Sportsline, and Eric Bachrach, the Titans beat writer with the Tennessean. Zach, are you big into astrology and things along those, astronomy and all the above, looking up, enjoying the stars, enjoying all of the things that we get to appreciate at night?
At first, I thought you were asking me if I was big into astrology, and I was going to say absolutely not. But astronomy, well, absolutely.
Well, with astronomy and astrology, a lot of links there was depending on where some folks go. The reason I bring it up, there's a comet that you can see, and it lasts through tomorrow. But you'll be able to see it for about an hour or 2 hours before sunrise if you look in the northeastern sky. And it's supposed to be the brightest. I haven't seen it yet. It's the brightest comet we've seen in a decade.
Really? I can tell you there's an app that I use that is terrific. It's called Sky Guide. It's a free app you can get pretty much anywhere. It'll show you exactly where all those little things. You can see satellites, stars, all that kind of stuff. It's great.
Well, and by the way, coming up tomorrow, speaking of stars, your show, what time and what can the listeners expect as far as on your agenda?
Tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 12, Millennial Sports Mornings. It's going to be a huge show for UFC. We're going to talk a lot of UFC because if you don't know, UFC Fight Island, UFC 251 is tomorrow as well. And that is an absolutely stacked card. And we're going to get down to the betting side of things because there's a lot of underdogs that you can make a lot of money on with this year.
Hey, when you think of astronomy, don't you also think astrology? Come on, close.
Well, kind of. I mean, yeah, not really. One's real, one's, make believe.
Well, there you go. Hey, do us a favor for Zach Williams, Johnny Ballpark Franks. Have an incredible Friday night, incredible weekend. We'll see you back here again on a Monday at 4. But until then, make it count.
WPDQ, Franksboro.